Galatians chapter 5, verse 16.
Galacia 5, 16.
You may be seated.
Doesn't
say that. It says, if you walk in the Spirit,
you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You shall not
fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Hindi mo magagawa ang kagustuhan ng laman.
How do we walk in the Spirit?
Paano ba tayo lumakad sa Espiritu?
Well, it's very simple.
Well, napakadali lamang.
But it's hard to do.
Pero ang hirap gawin.
The Holy Spirit.
Ang Panginoong Espiritu.
Always.
Lagi.
Always
points
me to
Jesus.
So the way I walk in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit pointing me to the finished work of Christ. He's always going to point me to the finished work of Jesus. Now the Bible says, if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Kaya ang sabi ng Biblia, pagka pinalakad sa Espiritu, hindi ko gagawin ang kagustuhan ng laman.
It doesn't say the lust of the flesh won't be there.
Hindi sinasabi doon na gawa ang mga kasalanan ay wala na.
It says you won't fulfill.
Ibig sinasabi doon, hindi mo siya gagawin.
What is the lust of the flesh?
Ano ba yung lust of the flesh? O pita ng laman?
It doesn't say lust with pearls, it says lust.
At sabi doon, last.
It is trying to please God in yourself.
Hindi sabihin ito, sinusubukan mo na mapulis ang Panginoon sa sarili mo.
And the scripture continues in 17 and says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, so that we do not do the things that you do. I walk in the Spirit by keeping my faith in what Christ did.
Kaya nga po, lumalakad ako sa Espiritu at nakatuon ang aking pananampalataya sa ginawa ng Panginoon.
And the lust of the flesh are all around me.
At ang lust of the flesh, gawa ng laman ay nasa tabi ko.
This one says, oh, you need a 12-step program.
Sabi ng mga sa iba, o kailangan ng mabigyan ng mga step at programa.
This one says, you can do it. You're the champion.
Sabi ng sabi ko kanan, kaya mo yun na, ikaw ang kampiyon.
This one says, we'll do this and the church will grow. This is how we grow the church. By the way, the church growth program is in the Bible.
Sabi po sa Biblia, ang church growth po ay nasa Biblia.
Everything we need is in the Bible.
Lahat ng mga kailangan ay nasa Biblia na.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Wala na pong bago sa ilalim ng araw.
So if a man comes along and says, oh, to grow your church bigger, you do this.
Kaya nga kung may magsasabi sa'yo, oh, kailangan mo gusto mo lumabot yung bago, gawin mo to.
Or you do that.
Oh, gawin mo yun.
But if it's not found in the Word of God,
pero kung hindi naman nakatagpuan sa salita ng Diyos,
I think God would have told us how to grow the church.
Sinabi naman sa atin ng Panginoon kung paano palaguin ang simbahan.
He did.
Sinabi niya sa atin yon.
He told us we have the fivefold ministry.
Sabi niya meron tayong limang kaloob.
Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher.
Apostle, propeta, evangelista, pastor, at guro.
For the equipping of the saints.
Para po ma-equip ang simbahan.
To edify the body.
Para po ma-edify po ang katawan.
So this is God's church growth program.
Ito po yung paraan ng Diyos para lumago ang simbahan.
He calls a man to be a pastor.
Tinawag niya ang isang tao para maging pastor.
He gives him a vision.
Binigyan ng vision.
Then he gives him the provision.
Binigyan niya ng provision.
Then he sends people to sit under him.
Kaya nga, nadala ang mga tao para makinig kay pastor.
And they grow in the grace of and the knowledge of God.
Kaya nga lumago sila dahil sa kalaman ng Diyos.
Amen. But man, he doesn't want that simple program.
Pero ang tao hindi na gusto yung simpleng programa ng Diyos.
He wants to divide the church.
Gusto ng tao na magkaroon ng division.
He wants to divide the body.
Gusto niya magkaroon ng division sa katawan ni Kristo.
He wants to appoint men as teachers.
Gusto niyang Gusto ng tao mag-appoint ng mga guro para magturo.
So now you have all these groups of men appointed by men.
Ngayon ay makikita nyo, meron mga tao na nag-appoint ng mga tao sa kanilang mga programa.
And the men, a man tells him what to preach.
At ang mismong tao na nagsasabi kung anong ipipreach ng kasamahan ng tao rin.
Oh, you're getting mad at me now.
Oh, nakagalit tayo ha.
Wow.
Tama naman.
I can feel it.
Nakamdaman ko.
But the problem is this.
Pero ang problema ito.
The pastor no longer knows what's being taught.
Ang pastor, nalimutan na kung ano ba yung tinuturo.
God sent the people under him.
Nagpadala ang Diyos ng mga tao para alagaan niya.
You're one barangay over.
Kung doon ka lang sa kabilang barangay.
Being taught by somebody else.
At tinuruan ka ng ibang tao.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Hindi niya alam kung ano nangyayari.
The word of God can get all messed up.
Ang pangsalita ng Diyos nagkakaiba-iba na.
First of all, the man is not even called to be a teacher of God.
Oh. Isa pa, yung tao na naaroon, nagtuturo, hindi tinawag ng Diyos para magturo.
A man appointed for that.
Ang tao ang nag-appoint sa tao.
This is the lust of the flesh.
Ito yung sinasabing lust of the flesh.
The spirit lusts against the flesh.
Sila ay nagkakaroon ng pagkakaaway.
The flesh wants to come out with these things.
Ang laman gusto ng mga bagay patungkol sa laman.
But if we walk in the Spirit,
pero kung lalakad tayo sa Espiritu ng Diyos,
the Holy Spirit pointing us always to Christ,
lagi tayong dadalhin ng Espiritu ng Diyos pabalik sa Panginoong Jesus,
then we won't fall for those things of man.
Kaya nga hindi tayo babagsak sa mga sistema ng tao.
But the Scripture goes on to say,
pero sinabi pa patuloy ng banal na kasulatan,
that if you go out of the flesh,
kung susundin mo ang gusto ng laman,
you will not do the things that you wish.
Hindi mo gusto, hindi mo magagawa yung mga gustong gawin mo para sa Panginoon.
You will have no victory and you will fail.
Hindi ka magkakaroon ng matagumpayan at ikaw ay mababagsak.
All over America, this system has been going on for about 8 or 10 years.
Doon po sa kanilang lugar, ito po ay nangyayari na.
Many of the people in these groups now are not saved.
Marami po sa mga kasamahan doon, sa mga iba't ibang mga grupo, hindi po ligtas.
Churches are being divided.
Ang mga simbahan po, nagkaroon po ng division.
And they're starting to realize, uh-oh, this was a mistake.
At naunawala po nila, ay, mali pala yung ginagawa natin.
Because the pride of man.
Dahil ang kamatugan ng tao, pride ng tao.
Do we all know that we are prideful? The pride of man says, oh, I already have a group of people.
Sasabihin ang pagmamataas, oy, may mga tao na naman ako.
I'll be a pastor.
Pastor naman ako.
I'll start my own church.
Magsisimula naman ako sa sarili kong simbahan.
But God did not call him to be a pastor.
Pero ang Diyos hindi siya tinawag bilang maging pastor.
So now we have thousands of these little groups of people calling themselves a church.
Kaya nga maraming mga tao na kung saan hindi naman sila tinawag, pero naroon sila, may mga grupo-grupo sila.
They're not under the pastor.
Hindi sila under sa pastor.
They're not being led by a pastor.
Hindi sila pinamumunahan ng isang pastor.
And it's doing harm to the body of Christ.
At ito ay nagbibigay ng sugat sa katawan ni Kristo.
No, everything we need is right here.
Lahat ng ating pangangailangan ay narito sa Biblia.
If it's not in here, then we don't need it.
Kung wala dito, eh hindi po natin kailangan.
Amen?
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 Okay, praise the Lord. The next verse in Galatians 5 says this.
Sabi po sa Galatia.
Galatians 5:16 says, if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Kaya nga po sabi dito, sinasabi ko nga, magsilakad kayo ayon sa Espiritu at hindi ninyo gagawin ang mga pita ng laman.
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another.
Sapagkat ang laman ay nagnanasa ng laban sa Espiritu at ang Espiritu ay laban sa laman.
So that you do not do the things you wish.
Sapagkat ang mga ito ay nagmagkalaban.
But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under law.
Dapat kung kayo'y pinangungunahan ng Espiritu Santo, wala kayo sa utusan na.
Amen?
Amen.
That's the Word of God.
Ito yung salita ng Diyos.
So let's go back to Romans chapter 6. Was that working? Well, here, you do it. Oh. Romans chapter 6. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
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 The devil can't stop this word.
Ang demonyo hindi na kayang pigilan tong salita ng Panginoon.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, verse 2 says, God forbid, how shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Now listen close to verse 3, chapter 6 of Romans, verse 3. Or do you not know that as many as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Now let me teach you. He's not talking about water baptism. As many as were baptized into Christ means in the mind of God, you are in Christ. The word baptized is the Greek word baptismo. It simply means to immerse. I can immerse these glasses into a bag of rice. You don't see them anymore. Thank God we've been immersed into Christ and he doesn't see me anymore.
Hallelujah.
I'm in Christ. Glory to God. Baptized into Christ. We're baptized into his death. That's why the Apostle Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live. Are you dead yet? Have you died? Died to self? He says, verse 4, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. If you died with Christ, you were buried with Christ. Glory to God. But it starts with death. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 5. Romans 6, verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at Ephesians chapter 2 for a minute. Just for a minute, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. And we see this. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even though when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Made us alive together with Christ. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we were made alive together with Christ. raised us up together with Christ. And made us sit together with Christ in heavenly places.
Doon sa langit.
So in the mind of God,
kaya nga sa isipan ng Diyos,
we are sitting with Christ in heavenly places. Spiritually speaking, we are already in heaven in Christ.
In Christ. In Christ.
Sanctified in Christ. Saved when we put our faith in Christ. Everything in Christ. Romans 6:6. Knowing this. We need to know this, Christian. That our old man was crucified with him. We were crucified with Christ. We need to know this.
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Christ.
Hallelujah.
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 This is how to live for God. We were crucified with Christ that the body of sin might be done away with. That we should no longer be slaves of the sin nature.
A dead man doesn't
sin.
Crucified with Christ. Buried with him,
rose to newness of life, and sin no more has dominion over me. I'm no longer a slave of the sin nature. Verse 7, for he who has died has been freed from the sin nature. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Did you die with Christ? Is the old man dead? My friend in America says this. A dead man doesn't sin. We stay dead. And then the Spirit of God in us gives the power to live the Christian life. Verse 9 says, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies more, no more, death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. He died once for all. But the life he lives to God.
Verse 11.
Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin.
This word reckon, it's an accounting term. It means to count it.
Ito po yung accounting term.
Count the fact that you yourself are dead to the sin nature. Dead indeed to sin nature, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, verse 12. This is how to live for God. Now listen. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin.
Verse 13.
Do not yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto the sin nature. Don't yield your members. Don't look at what you shouldn't look at. Don't listen, Christian, to stuff you shouldn't listen to. Don't put your hands to things that you know are not right. Don't yield your members to things of unrighteousness. But simply yield yourselves unto God. Instruments to righteousness
unto him.
Okay, verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under law, but under grace. Sin shall not dominate you. For you're not under law, but under grace. So, if sin is dominating you, according to the Word of God, you put yourself back under law. For righteousness, you're trying to defeat the sin nature by a law.
Amen.
Amen. So that's how we frustrate the grace of God. I want to finish with this. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 4. And we have such trust through Christ toward God. Do you see that we can't even trust God without going through Christ? Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves.
Hindi sa kami sa pag-asahami sa rin, upang isipin ang luman ay mula sa gagal ay sa rin, kundi
do it.
Hindi natin kaya itong gawin.
When you figure out that you can't do it, the pressure's off.
Okay, this is a pastor's conference. So I again would like the pastors to stand up for the reading of the word. If you have any church that you pastor, stand up. And if you gather right over here,
look at the screen, because I want you to put up a minute. Please gather right here.
Of the new covenant.
Pastors, we're ministers of the new covenant. Where was the new covenant
caught?
Where was the contract made? On the cross. Jesus Christ, all
God.
Jesus Christ, all man. Comes together on the cross, sheds his blood, and makes a new contract between God and man. We are to minister the new covenant. We are to preach Christ and
intercede.
We are to determine not to know anything.
Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Not talking about salvation here.
He's
writing to the church in Corinth. See, if I say light, you say dark. If I say hot, you say cold. If I say cross, you think salvation.
What
you see today is more than that. It's so much more. Everything we need comes through the finished work of Christ. Well, what was written and engraved on stones was the Ten Commandments. God, the Holy Spirit, is called the Ten Commandments, the ministry of death. If we preach the law, we're preaching death to the people. Their sin nature. We're telling them the cross wasn't enough. Verse 8. But the Spirit, the ministry of the Spirit is more glorious. Verse 9. For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. Everyone look at me up here. We have a choice. We can either be ministers of death, programs of man, preaching the law, or we can be ministers of the new covenant, preaching the cross and the shed blood of Jesus. It gives life. It's our choice. My prayer is we go back to our pulpits.
Sunday morning, you stand before your pulpit and you preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Because it's always been about the shed blood from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It's not about our program, it's not about our system. We need to repent and come back to the simplicity that is found in Christ. I have done over 60 pastors' conferences in 6 countries. Thousands of pastors have repented of preaching wrong.
Maraming mga pastor po ay humingi ng tawad sa Panginoon dahil mali na ang kanilang pinapahamak.
They've committed to eternity, to know nothing save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
At sila ay sabi sa Panginoon na ito ang aking ipapangaral na ikaw ang pagpapakulong sa Panginoon.
This message is not compatible with any other message.
Hindi ito ang aking bibigyan. kahit ano man ang mga resize sa ibang mga...
All these other systems of men, they work together and all around.
Itong mga sistema ng tao sa kanila, meron silang compatibility.
But if you stand up and say, only preaching the blood of Jesus,
pero pag sinabi mo, ang dugo lamang ni Kristo,
then there'll be problems.
Magkakaroon sila ng problema.
People will get mad.
Magkakaroon sila ng mga tao, gumagawa ng mga nila ng mga problema.
Because they love their law. But I promise you, you will be set free. You'll have victory. People will experience more powerful life. Everybody stand. Pastors, I have a special gift for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, so Will, it's an expositor of the New Testament. Do you have one? You already have one? So 19, do you have one? You have an expositor of the New Testament? Okay, so 18. You already have one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't give you no. My pastor, Jimmy Swagger, gave me this Bible to give to you pastors as a free gift. This Bible contains the understanding of the new covenant as the Holy Spirit gave it to the Apostle Paul. It will teach you this message that we've been trying to teach you today from in the Old and the New Testament. And you will find it on every page. So stay where you are, and my wife will get them out, and we'll get distributed now. We want to give the Lord glory for what He's done today. We want to honor your victory. Trust in God. Hallelujah. So please come forward one at a time. You have one yet, brother? You already have one? Okay, thank you. So only if you don't have one. If you already have one, if you already have one, please don't take another. We only have so many. We've been to Thailand, we've been to Manila, we're going to Cebu on Thursday, we're going to Negros on Saturday, we're going to Mindanao next week. So we only have so many. These are only the pastors. It's the Counselor's Edition. The Bible has, the black is King James, and the notes of my pastor Jimmy Swagger are in red, and this will teach you this message of the cross. The Bible in black is infallible, it's from God. The notes are red, they're from a man. There may be mistakes, okay? Nobody stands perfect, but it will teach you much. He's still preaching on one leg like this, amen? He'll be 78 years old next week. So God has kept him for this time, and this is your gift from him, amen? Give God a hand, praise the Lord.